Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is Volume 2025, Episode Number 14, our air date Thursday, April 3rd, 2025. I'm your host, C. Willie. I am joined again this week by the incomparable.
What are you?
Yeah, that's her. She's still keeping me around, guys, so I'm pretty excited about that. We're a new record every single day at this point. Our guest tonight, as you can see on the screen, those of you that are watching us on YouTube, this is the band Attaboy. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thanks for having
Hello.
Us.
Yeah. Thank you.
Good evening. Great to have you back. Mike mm-hmm. and the gang were with us in one of our early episodes when we first started this show back about a year ago. And lots has happened since we last talked. You got new folks promoting you, new music out. Give us a little sense of how things have changed in the last 12 months.
Well, I mean, well, I guess we'll start off with introducing our new rhythm section, our drummer Aaron Link. We had a personnel shift about almost a year ago now. Aaron has been killing it, and I feel like ever since he's joined the group, it's just been like a trajectory like this, pretty outstanding. Quickly after he joined, we were able to sync up with a consulting management company called Red 39 Records. Chip has been awesome. He's actually one of the founding members of Hootie and the Blowfish. What? He was the manager that found them and then managed them all the way to their record label. So we got them started. And Chip's also one of the road managers for the Rolling Stones.
So you've got a little bit of power behind you right now.
We hope so.
Yeah, I mean, it's we have some people who believe in what we're doing. And it's really encouraging. So we've been doing a lot behind the scenes, just building up the foundation so that like our social medias are going to, he's basically like a bridge from like bands who are independent like us, mm-hmm. where we finance everything out of our own pockets.
Yeah.
To going from independent to like label ready. And yeah. So that's what he's going to be like that bridge for us.
Joe, I know you've been busy kind of the management, so to speak, from within the band, because I know you and I have dealt with each other on a couple of situations with programs that, and events and shows and so forth that we've had. How has that been for you?
It can be, and as Mike has mentioned, we are an independent band, so mm-hmm. it can be a frustrating situation from time to time. But all in all, I've had good interactions with some pretty pretty cool people as far as, just making connections with other, other venues and certain so forth. I'm emailing a couple of people right now, just trying to see, get the feelers for possible some Detroit area stuff, but we're, it's still a work in progress.
Yeah.
Without actual like labeled representation, like I can only say I'm this guy, right?
Yeah,
like I'm
yeah.
Joe from Attaboy, or like I'm Joe, yeah. I represent Attaboy. And a lot of times they don't even read those emails. So it's yeah. just, it's kind of like you just keep pushing them on them and finally, okay, maybe this guy's persistent enough. Maybe I'll talk to him. So
we can be late.
I'm like the used car salesman without the plaid suit.
I like that. We can relate. We're doing a lot of the same things with some of the things that we've gotten involved with the show, and I can certainly understand what you're talking about. Joe, tell it for those that don't know, we Aaron behind the drums. Joe, your role with the band?
I play the bass and I also sing. I do play keys on an original tune. We all kind of wear different hats as far as like instruments go. Like we all kind of try to put our best foot forward, especially in the recording process. I played a bunch of different stuff. Mike's played a few different things. Like when we play the live cover show, Mike's all over the place. Mike's playing acoustic guitar. He's playing electric guitar. He's playing keyboard. He plays my bass for a tune. Like it's a, And it's, but it's like, again, we're just trying to put our best foot forward. But my main role is as I'm a bassist and a vocalist.
All right. Super. And scheduler.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. All right. And Mike is the front man, as we know. Vincente. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Vincente. Yeah.
Very nice. Your role, sir. Kind sir.
Well, I primarily play guitar. I sing background vocals and occasional lead vocal on a couple of songs. And yeah, just try to be a good bandmate.
Well, and not trying to kiss up to the band or anything, but you are one of my favorite guitarists in the industry. I really enjoy what you play.
Wow. Well, thank you. That really means a lot. And I didn't really expect that, but yeah, thank you very much.
We've had opportunity to see Attaboy in a number of different settings. It's interesting. You pick up on little things on bands as you're in our position everywhere you go. And one of the things Quarter Peep and I were talking about before this with Mike, before we turned the mics on, was what defines you guys? And I think your sound is, you are so diverse in what you play. And some of the songs that we're going to play tonight, Kansas City has its own sound. Time Voices Run accentuates everything you guys do. And then the last song that we're going to be playing here tonight, New Strings, there's a little reggae beat in this. You guys have kind of pulled in all of this. How did that all come about, besides the fact that you got one of the best lead guitarists in the business?
Well, may I go first?
The stage is yours.
Okay. I think when you talk about what sets us apart and what makes us unique and our sound, it all starts with our friendship. We're a band where we actually love, admire, and respect one another. Oh. And that comes through in the music, and it really gives it its own authenticity, and that's what makes it real. And in my opinion, that's really, what sets us apart and makes us different.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Yeah. Yep. Well, there's a synergy. There's a true synergy in this group. And I think it's, and probably one of the mission statements right from the beginning is like, how music was in the back in the day with bands, how they would like bands were bands, and you literally like you cultivated this music together, with harmonies and it was as where we see, in modern industry is more like you see one lead person with their, the group is their name, and then they might have some hired guns behind them. We feel that there's greater magic and a deeper dive that you can get to when you get four or five or six people that, you commit to creating like this piece of art. So it's, we like that.
I think go ahead, Joe. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. I think to kind of comment on what, Mike said, having, four like-minded people, and then also kind of bridging, into what you were talking about with the different types of music. This term has come up many times in our own conversations, but being a chameleon, being able to play different kinds of music or, whatever genre it might be, but we write songs for the song, and that's, it's kind of where does the song take you? And I feel like that's how we've been able to successfully get so many different sounds. And, and it also helps too that, a certain Spanish named friend of mine in the top left corner has said before, the great study the greats, and it there's greats in every aspect and genre of different kinds of music. So there's plenty to be looked at and plenty to be studied.
Well, and I think the fact that you all get along, number one, is important. And you look at I liken things to sports. That's my background. And the championship teams, they're cohesive, and they're able to do different things in different situations to be able to be successful. And you guys have done that. You're playing different instruments. You're taking on different sounds. You're taking on different genres, and your fans are reacting to it.
Yeah. We talk a lot about sporting analogies.
So we love that.
That's really appropriate, because one of the things we talk about is it's one thing to identify your role in the band, but it's another thing to embrace your role. And that is all next level. And like you're talking about, that's championship teams.
Yeah. You've got to be able to do whatever the coach wants. And that may be something you're uncomfortable with. That may be something that you're not used to. But when you do it and you're successful, then the whole group is successful.
Yes. Yeah. Team sport.
Yep. I'm ready to give the Rockney speech right now.
That's awesome.
Hey, listen, the first one that we've got queued up tonight, the first song from you is Kansas City. Tell us a little bit about the background on Kansas City.
Ooh.
Well, first and foremost, I think we can say that Kansas City is actually a cover that we've all fell in love with. It was old Bob Dylan lyrics that Marcus Mumford found, and he created a band called the New Basement Tapes. And
There was a producer affiliated with that too, that kind of brought them all together.
Don't forget,
I think Johnny Depp played on this song, didn't he?
Johnny Depp.
All right.
And so we fell in love with that. It really tailored itself to us, because we have four part harmony, and so we kind of made it our own. And so that's we just love the song so much, and it's one of the fan favorites.
You bet. Let's give this one a listen. This is Kansas City from Attaboy.
I listen to you time and time again, while you just tell me what is right. And you tell me a thousand things a day, then sleep somewhere else at night. I'm going back to Kansas City. And I love you, dear, but just how long can I keep singing the same old song? And I love you, dear, but just how long can I keep singing the same old song? I'm going back to Kansas City. And you call me to come, and then I do. Then you say, "Miss a mistake." You invite me into your house. Then you say you gotta pay for what you break. I'm going back to Kansas City. Just how long can I keep singing the same old song? And I love you, dear, but just how long can I keep singing the same old song? I'm going back to Kansas City. Gypsy woman, you know every place I go, even a thousand miles away from home. You don't care if I'm asleep or I'm awake. This fickle heart just turned to stone. I'm going back to Kansas City. And I love you, dear, but just how long can I keep singing the same old song? And
Attaboy with Kansas City. You know, I think that song, it, right out of the gate, you talked about some of the harmonization and the distinction of the band. I think that's a lot of it. How has that progressed with you? How has that evolved, the harmonies that you guys have with the songs?
I think a lot of it kind of came out of, like, you know, Mike touched on this earlier, you know, music from the past, you know, looking at, like, and I've explained this to people before too, is where, like, the '70s were so rich in vocal bands.
Yes.
I mean, you look at the Eagles, you look at Kansas, yeah, you look at these bands that, I mean, every member could sing. And I feel like after that, it got lost. Like, it just, it, I mean, like, when we hit the '80s, like, sure, there were some bands that sang, you know, there, it wasn't as prevalent. And we kind of decided, like, when Mike and I were having steak at a Logan Steakhouse and he was bribing me to join the band, we talked about, like, I think the concept of, like, bringing that back in some way, because there was nobody, like, really around us that's specifically doing something like that. And then it just kind of started snowballing in a really cool way as time went.
It's amazing. And again, it's one of those things that I think sets you apart. This is a different band. It's a different sound than what we're used to hearing, because we're used to what's been the last several decades, which is one person up front belting it out. Everybody else is back playing and that's it. And you got, everybody's involved. And again, I think that's one of Attaboy's great attributes with all of this, is that really puts you forward.
That's pretty special.
Thank you.
Everybody in this band plays just about any instrument they put in their hands. You know, I mean, if it makes noise, we'll figure it out. It's pretty neat.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and appreciated certainly by the fans. I know we had opportunity to have you play in an event for us, a group that I'm involved in. And that's one of the comments that came out over and over and again after the show was over, is, wow, the voices. Everybody just loved that. And then when you do the covers, in fact, a gentleman that was sitting at our table that's been playing guitar since the early 60s, he's a really good friend of ours, said that's some of the best I've ever heard. And just so the tightness of the band, the way you guys have things put together, you're really on it.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Aaron Incredible. Came in and he just kind of supercharged us, right? And reinvigorated the band. I mean, vocally and his masterful drumming and timekeeping. It's wow. It's so inspiring.
Thank you.
So how did you guys find him? Was it just, did you have an ad, or there was like someone just said, hey, I know somebody.
He was holding a sign and he was like,
on the side of the road. Standing
on the side of the street, had my thumb out.
We'll drum for food.
We'll drum. For chicken wings.
For chicken wings.
Specifically.
That's about what we pay, too.
That was good.
As long as we keep the boys fed, everybody's happy.
That's good. That's good.
Yep.
Straight to the heart. Through the
stomach. Actually, Aaron and I actually grew up in the same town when we were young kids.
Okay.
And our musical paths have always kind of been doing this. Like, I was always watching him. And we just seemed like to both, like, this guy's never quitting. And I know I'm never quitting. And then as it went on, and he was literally like I'm like, okay, well, it's, you know, we come to that crossroad where it's time to move forward, you know. And he really was literally the first person I thought of.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And so, but I'd be remiss if I didn't bring this up. Aaron is a highly accomplished lead singer and frontman himself and a songwriter. Aaron has invested his whole identity and his life to his music. You know, unrelenting, like, for sure this is going to be his career path. Him and his band Everyday Ghost, they've created a studio called Everyday Ghost Studios, which is a recording studio based out of Saginaw.
Okay.
And we are now like outstanding work too. And so I think you're in the future, you may see something, you know, Everyday Ghost and Attaboy joining forces, you know, to,
you know, that's just exciting.
We're expanding our family. Yeah, for sure. But yeah. I mean, we're lifting everybody up all at the same time.
Yeah.
Like everybody's going to just be lifted up, and it's, you know, the people who never quit, never lose.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a good quote. That's actually a song.
better write that down, Vicente.
Vicente.
Well, that's kind of the evolution and what occurs. You never know when something like this is going to come up.
Yeah,
the next one that we've got queued up, and honestly, C. Willie's personal favorite, and you know that because every time I've seen you guys before you play, you're playing this tonight, aren't you? You know, Time Voices Run, and I think this accentuates the vocals as much as anything else that you do. Tell us a little bit about this one.
Well, the lyrics I wrote out of, so I got sober 8 years ago, just about now.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And as time went on, like, I kind of figured out really quick who my real friends were.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just like, it was very eye opening, you know, and like I would hear things from other people, you know, Voices Run. It was really kind of hard to deal with at first, but you know, the chorus, time, you know, that's really all you need is time. Cause eventually this too shall pass, or, you know, however you look at it. So it's just, it's about overcoming, you know, you overcame a really big obstacle and then you don't realize that the obstacle that doesn't seem as epic as the first one is actually just as bad, you know, so, or just as big. I shouldn't say bad. But you get what I mean.
Sure. Absolutely.
So that's kind of where the song spurred from.
All right. Good to have a little background on this. I encourage you. There's different ways of listening to a song. It's certainly different ways of playing a song, but there are different ways to listen to a song. And I really encourage the folks that are going to hear this through this episode, listen to what the message is. Truly listen. Don't listen for the intricacies. Listen for the message. This message, there will be goosebumps for those that hear it. Mm-hmm. This is Time, Voices Run from Attaboy.
Running on empty to find sense of worth. Pictures of things just to black out the dirt. It's easy to see why it all comes around. Towing heavy lines while cracks in sidewalks boast. Light silks through the trees, happiness I suppose. Where do we go? Where do we go from here? Time. All we need is time. Just to make the right choice. And to see. my choice. And you see your
time, Voices Run from Attaboy, as truly one of the most amazing songs written. I absolutely, every time I hear that song, I feel something new. And I, corny, hokey, whatever you want to say,
not corny,
it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
That outro gets so fun every time.
Oh, go ahead.
It does.
The outro is, I'm just sitting here listening to it, and my mind is going in so many different places when that outro hits. Excuse me. We didn't usually play the outro live, and we just recently started adding it to the set. And you just see the people's faces at the show, just like, they're just like, wow. Because Joe, he'll stop playing bass when he'll get over on the piano and start doing the outro. And they're just like, wow. Like, there's something to it for sure.
From your guys' perspective, isn't that one of the things that makes what you're doing so worthwhile? When you have an emotional connection with the folks that are listening to your music. And you talked about that, Aaron, that when Joe goes over and starts playing that outro, that the different vibe that comes over the crowd at that point is, how does that feel being up on stage and knowing that you're affecting people that way?
It's very gratifying. Feeling like people relate to the music and that it's meaningful and impactful. And it's very humbling. It's something we don't at all take for granted, but it's very gratifying.
Yeah.
It must be.
Puts you in your feels.
Yeah. Yeah. No question about that.
Well, I'm a number one fan, so.
Can't tell. Thank you, Corey.
Thank you.
I know all the words.
Hey, guys, you had an amazingly busy 2024. I got to believe 2025 is got you hustling as well. What, you had 30-plus shows last summer, correct?
Yes. Yeah. We actually picked up quite a bit last year.
Yeah.
It was, really great to see.
Well, we're in April in 2025. What's it looking like for the remainder of this year for you guys?
Well, I mean, It's each year is different.
Yeah.
We feel like right now as an independent band, our focus is building that online presence.
Yeah.
Especially if we're going to get to, a point where we are playing 10 to 15 shows a month on the regular, which, big umbrella, that's probably ultimately like the goal. 10, 15 shows a month would be pretty outstanding. But with this new management consulting firm that we're working with, 39 Red Records, We are creating a bunch of content right now, kind of behind the scenes, to backlog it so that we are going to be able to cut it up, splice it, and then we're going to schedule, you know, a lot of, we're going to basically like be scheduling a lot of this social media posts.
Sure.
Months in advance.
Sure.
We're basically creating like a music release campaign for the 2025.
You bet.
And it's, the shows will be there and we are going to be booking, but you might have to wait 3 or 4 weeks for a show to come up.
That's okay.
You know,
we'll find you.
All right, we're still, but it's, the trajectory is still there.
Yeah.
We're still pounding the pavement, just more in a cyber presence, so to speak.
Sure.
You know, right. That's,
where do folks find you? Where are the landing pages, so to speak?
Attaboymusic.com.
And that's pretty much on all the platforms.
Anywhere you can find it. Yep. And all of our music is in every streaming platform.
Super. And we're basically going to be handle Facebook, all that's there too.
Yep. We have one handle for everything. It's everything's Attaboy Music. So if you Google that, it'll take you to every single thing we have on the internet.
And for those of you that are not Midwesterners, that's ADA. ADABOY, because there's a lot of folks that spell that differently. ADA boy, that's where you find them. Attaboymusic.com.
That's right. Now you're on Facebook, you said, right? Are you guys on Instagram too?
Yes,
we are. Yep.
We have a TikTok,
Twitter,
well.
Instagram, TikTok,
YouTube.
Yep. Attaboy right. Music.
We have a Patreon also.
That's right. So,
do tell.
Well, exclusive behind the scenes.
There you go. All right. All right.
Like, man, things that we won't even put them on social media. Like, you get.
That's the exclusive exclusive. It's kind of like double secret probation.
Yeah. You got to be you got to be an Atta fan to be on that thing.
There you go. Hey, we get a little bit of a privilege here tonight because this last one that we're going to play. Mike didn't realize this until you let me know. This is soon to be released. Tell us about New Strings.
Well, we just filmed a video on the 8th, and some of that footage is actually on Patreon. So if anyone wants to check that out, some of the behind the scenes. So, yeah, this is we're gearing up and planning for this to be our next release, which will be soon, springtime release. And it's kind of a island vibe. You know, spring, summer song, kind of has a police vibe, reggae. Everyone sings on it. Just a good uplifting message, a fun song.
All right.
What do you guys
think? We appreciate you letting us play this ahead of the release. Yes, we've heard this live a couple of times. We've heard this in a couple of your shows, and it's a crowd favorite. So let's give this one a listen. New Strings from Attaboy.
Right.
looking in the mirror never really made him smile. Wanting to be someone else all the while. New town, new life, dark past, long nights. Feeling like you're not enough, there's no way to make it feel right. Try to pick up and move on and step into your life. Needed some new strings.
Another awesome song from Attaboy, New Strings. Thank you guys so much for letting us play this one before it's released. We really appreciate that.
Of course. Thank you for playing it. Exclusive.
Exclusive. We feel very privileged for that. Yeah. Attaboymusic.com. That's where you can find them all. Oh, look what he brought out. He did. He went there. The band or group of the year for 2024. Our fan favorites, Attaboy, they were. Yes.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you though. And
you
know,
thank you.
The races were close. They were all close. And it was kind of cool because we had an opportunity to watch the votes as they came in towards the deadline. And so we're looking at this and measuring and what's happening with all of it. And we were so happy that you guys ended out on top of that. That says an awful lot with the folks that are listening. So appreciate that.
Thank you, too, so very much.
Thank you to everybody that voted.
You're welcome.
Hey, guys, thanks so much for being on the show. Thanks for sharing everything tonight. The music, as always, is amazing, but we love hearing what's behind it. And certainly, this is a championship team right here.
Wow, thank you. Thank you.
Huge compliment.
Thank you, too.
Corey Peep, who do we got coming up next?
We have a special show next week. So on May 10th, in Saginaw, Michigan, at the Vault, we will be having John Easton, Mark Bloomsteel, and Waylon Hannell will be there. And guess what? All three are going to be on our show next week to promote the show. We cannot wait. It's going to be a great show.
Looking forward to that one. You know, we had a great time with you guys tonight. Attaboy, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having
us. Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
Vehicle City Sound.
Hey, everybody out there that's listening, we appreciate all of your support. Check out what we're doing, VehicleCitySound.com. Check out these guys, AttaboyMusic.com. You'll find them out there as well. If you know another Attaboy, you know somebody else that you'd like us to have on the show, drop us a line at VehicleCitySound@gmail.com. You can figure out what we're doing, find out what we're doing. We're on all the podcast platforms. Watch us on YouTube. thanks again for joining us tonight. Attaboy, thanks for being on the show. Hey, everybody, be good.
Bye.